This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We have a guesty guest joining us at the Desky Desk. She used to perform in a comedy duo called Two Hot Dogs, a name I can get behind. But she is an actress who's appeared in, like shows like Barry, The Good Place, Killing Eve. Just to name a few, The Sandman. And she's authored two new books out, Little Black Girl and Little Black Boy. Please welcome to the desk, Kirby Howell, Bestie.
Hi, Kirby.
I'm so happy you're here.
And these books, I read these books. These are so beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Rose.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm so proud
of you because these stories. I mean, my husband Wellington works in education. He chooses the books that go into curriculum. And these are so important. He talks about, you know, if you can't see it, how can you be it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Windows and mirrors. And these books show little kids that they can do anything.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
What made you want to write these?
Well, I'm a proud aunt, and when my niece was born, my first niece, I felt like there were all these things that I wanted to tell her and say and impart. And I think there's so many lessons that I feel like I would have saved so much time if someone just told me this when I was like 10 years old. And I just felt like I had so many things that I wanted to say. And so I wrote the first one, The Little Black Girl, or The Things You Can Do. I feel like if I could save anyone time or heartbreak by imparting anything that I've learned, then I want to do that. And kids are sponges.
And so many people, I'm sure, wish they could do that, but you saw it through and you wrote these books. You made it happen. And the second one you wrote with your boyfriend.
I did. I wrote Little Black Boy, or The Things You Will Do, with my boyfriend, Larry C. Fields.
And how is it collaborating with your boyfriend?
That's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
But Larry spoke to so many of the experiences that I couldn't, being a black man.
Yes.
And so for me, it was, I had to write the second book with someone, and he is the embodiment of black joy and positivity.
I love that you balanced it out with the two.
Yeah.
Bravo. These are such special books.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, Kirby, will you do us the honor of reading the first news story since we are here about good news? This is good news, and we have more good news.
I love
bring it on.
I love good news. Okay, so Fast Company says we should all be following Myra Magdalene on TikTok. The 25-year-old has racked up over 21 million likes for her over-the-top fashion aesthetic that relies heavily on stuff she just kind of finds around the house, including a vintage fish tank, keyboards, and even a collection of plastic goose heads. Which, how does she have those around the house?
Yeah. I was looking at that, and then I remembered my dad was a duck hunter. I'm like, I should have been putting a whole thing together.
You could have been her.
I know, I missed my chance. Now when I look at a lamp, I'm going to think, that's a hat. Hello, great idea. Would you do anything? Because you are so fashionable, would you pluck from the house?
I would. I'm a big upcycler. I would say 85 to 90% of my wardrobe someone else has worn before me. I love vintage, I love all
me
that
too.
Stuff. So yeah, I am definitely a... My first ever Halloween costume was a trash bag.
Really?
So, yeah.
Where were you going at?
I was a witch, and, like, Halloween isn't super big in England, and I remembered, I was like, Mum, I really want to do something for Halloween. So she got me a witch's hat from the pound shop, like, 99-cent store, and then got a trash bag, cut a neck in it, cut arms, and she was like...
You're good to go.
Your uncle, you're a witch. And honestly, easy clean up.
Okay, well, our next story. First, he went searching for Italy, and now, according to the website, stylist Stanley Tucci will be searching for the British Isles. The Devil Wears Prada actor says that he wants to dispel the myth that, quote, in England, people don't eat well, food isn't the biggest focus. Kirby, you're from England.
Yes.
What do you think about this?
I think whenever people say to me, oh, the food in England's terrible, I say that you haven't been to the right places, because I think England is like New York. Like, there's the food is amazing. There's so many different cultures.
Exactly.
And people, like, I don't know how people eat. Ross, I'm telling you, I think you haven't been to the right places. Uh-huh.
Every time I go on vacation to the UK, I come back and I lose weight. You understand? Like, it's not...
I think you just need locals.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hook you up.
Give me a list, because every time I go at breakfast, they try to give me, like, toast with beans on it. And I'm like, what is going on?
I'm like, that's breakfast and
Sammy
dinner,
Sullivan,
by the way.
Oh, God,
breakfast.
You have toast with beans
Yay!
On it.
This used to be like one of my go-to dinners. I would ask my mom just for beans on toast. But I will say,
and are we using fork
it should
and knife?
Be, yeah, you need
oh
a fork
my
and
God,
knife.
It's so good.
It should be. I think it has to be really hot. Like I
it's
don't like when
so
beans are
so good though.
Let's try
okay.
this.
Okay.
It's sweet. It's buttery.
That's delicious.
I am in.
That is actually delicious.
The
bread gets all soggy. It's delicious.
But
oh my
crust
God.
Is still
the crust is so good.
I love it. Well, Ross, Stanley Tucci's going to show you a thing or two about England and food.
You know what it tastes like? Beans on toast. That's what it tastes like. Huh, okay.
Well, Drew and I are
just having dinner.
By the way, I'm like, luckily you have the next story, Ross, because I'm going to keep eating.
I feel like we're on a date.
I know you are.
All right, you guys enjoy that. Don't go crazy on those beans and toast. I'm going to do the next story.
Okay,
speaking of England, this Washington Post headline. Listen to this. This was a headline. Big Ben bongs again. That's fun to say. The great big clock is back in action after an almost silent five-year, $95 million renovation project. Wow. So when it rings, when it's in its full ring, Big Ben marks every hour with a big bell, right? Ding. And every quarter hour with little teeny cute little chimes. Have you ever heard it? I mean...
Yeah, of course.
You have.
I love it. I missed it. But it couldn't. Whilst they were working on it, it would deafen the poor people who were working on it.
Yeah,
they
right?
had to turn it off.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Really...
It really freaks me out that a piece of architecture could be so profound.
Yeah.
I mean, when you are at Big Ben and you hear that big bong, I am a little big bong. Well, last up, according to Cosmopolitan, your fourth date with a new partner could be, or should be, a day date. Mm. Whereas most night dates are dinner and a movie, day dates allow for more creativity and therefore more opportunity to really get to know your partner. Do they like stinky cheese from the farmer's market? You can find that out. Or do they stop and look at every piece of art in the museum? I'd like to know that too.
That's cute.
Most importantly, do you like spending time with them in the sunlight?
Or can we just say, what do they look like in the sunlight? Right? Because when you're like a bottle and a half of wine in and it's candle lit, anyone looks good. You get them out at 11 a.m., then you know what they look like. You know I'm right.
Did you and Larry go on day dates?
We did. We went on a day date, and I don't know if it was maybe our fourth date or something. We went on a motorcycle ride. He rides a motorcycle, and we got on a motorcycle ride, and he took me to this, like, private beach in L.A.
Oh, my God.
And we had, like, little stools that we brought with us, and we chilled and just chatted. It was lovely.
Well, Kirby Hall Baptiste, Little Black Girl and Little Black Boy are on sale now. I cannot thank you enough for coming to the show and talking about these, and I'm so congratulatory for you for your amazing career. You're just crushing it. You're in everything, and everybody gets it, and how wonderful is that? All right, up next, your 90s crush is here. David Duchovny talks about being the internet's first sex symbol. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself.
Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Actor, director, writer, musician. But did you know that, fun fact, as a kid, he actually wanted to grow up to be a bathtub? Please welcome human man David Duchovny. To talk to you. I'm so thrilled that you would come here. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. And thank you for outing me as a bathtub wannabe.
I had no idea you aspired to be a bathtub. How, yeah. Who, where, and why?
I think it's hard to get into the brain of a six-year-old that I was, but I think probably bath time, you have kids, bath time was my favorite time, and I thought if I was a bathtub, then I'd be in my favorite time all the time.
Well, you heard it here first. I feel very lucky to be on this breaking story.
I'm making
story.
A change, Drew. I'm making a change.
Okay, I know this is a departure because we have so many things to get into. Yeah. My daughter and I have been reading your book, which is so fascinating.
Oh, thanks.
And it's such an interesting story.
Right.
And it's visually incredibly compelling.
Right.
When did you decide to put this into the world, and then it's also about worlds, plural.
Yes, it is, yeah. It's taken about like 4 or 5 years working with Philip Seve, the illustrator, but it was really, there were two kind of vectors that came together for me.
Vectors, one, hot, go on.
I'll try to use that word again. But one was like, for me, a formative moment was like in Planet of the Apes when you realize that they were on Earth, right?
The most incredible ending.
As a kid. It was just, you know, Charlton Heston at Point Doom that I know now, but back then it was just like, it blew my mind. So always I was like, how can I ever come up with that kind of reverse, you know, that kind of pull the rug out from an audience? And I thought that I did here, you know, with the kind of the reverse of the planets.
You absolutely do.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, another pivot that I have to talk to you about because it's one of my favorite episodes of Sex and the City when you and Carrie, who are like younger boyfriend and girlfriend, I mean, come on, boy interrupted?
Yeah.
I love that episode so much when you show up with the sign and there's all the romance of like, have we all wasted our time in life? Should we have just gone with the origin story of who we loved first?
You know, it's interesting because this movie that I just wrapped with Meg Ryan, it's a very similar kind of a setup, which is where we're two old, like college lovers that are stuck in an airport during a blizzard and have to kind of relitigate our whole relationship. So you're into that storyline. So there you go.
Doesn't Meg Ryan direct this
yes,
film?
Yes, she directs it
too.
As well. Yeah.
Okay. This is how do you think it came out? And will you come back and talk about it?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How
no,
exciting
I,
is this?
I will
like come, you and Meg Ryan.
I loved it. I loved Meg. I loved working with her. She's a great director and fabulous actress to work with. So yeah, I'll come back anytime. When
please.
This
for that film.
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked with all these great women, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker. Did you have fun doing Sex and the City?
I did.
Did
I
you
did.
Enjoy it as much as we enjoyed it?
I don't know. It's hard to answer. I feel like I'm walking into it there. But yeah, I mean, it was a while ago, and I do remember having a really nice time. And actually, our kids went to high school together, so I would see Matthew and Sarah quite a bit.
And then there's a fun fact about the end of the episode that I didn't know.
The bathtub fact.
There's a person at the end screaming, and I didn't know who the person was.
Right, Michael Patrick King, right?
It's the guy who created the show.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if he's trying to say something, or, you know, that was his, I don't know if he'd acted before or since, but... That's him.
That was just such a fun fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you and Gillian Anderson in The X-Files, is it true that, like, you were the internet's first sex symbol?
I don't know if I can say true or false, but at first I remember, why aren't they just interested in the show? Why aren't they just interested in the product? It's all of a sudden they're interested in a person, so.
There were fan groups with specific names, weren't
right,
there?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of them?
It was the David Duchovny Estrogen Brigade.
Yes, that's one.
Right here?
That's one.
And I don't remember.
There was a Duchovnik's.
Well, that's pretty easy, right?
Yeah, that's a lot tamer than the other one.
Yeah.
But that show was so personal for people. I mean, that show was very important to people.
Well, I think it was about truth.
It was, or
and it fulfilled
false.
It fulfilled something at the time that wasn't out there. It wasn't on TV. There wasn't like a scary, smart show.
Appointment television.
Yeah.
Like it was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And what do we believe and what's true? Did people talk to you about it, though, fanatically? Was there, like, that connection of, like, I heard you got fan letters and people would reach out with their real-life experiences?
Yeah, yeah. It was humbling in a way because when the show first started, you know, I'd get, like, 15 fan mail letters a week, and I thought it was my responsibility to take them home and answer them. And then as I started to read the letters, some of them were very sad and you know, they were about, you know, loneliness and people reaching out and feeling that they've been abducted and things like that. And I was like, I don't have the answers. Here's an autographed picture.
Is it true that you like Polaroids?
I used to have a camera, yeah, and we used to screw with them in a way that's interesting, I think.
And we have to cut to a quick commercial break. Yeah. I was wondering, can we take each other's picture?
Yeah, but then we got some coins.
We've got some coins.
All right.
So
let me go first.
Okay, all right, perfect.
Here we go.
It worked!
Okay, and now, the camera.
And design the Polaroids, and so now this is what all the Gen Zers and millennials could do.
It's been 30 years.
And yet you're rocking it. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going, and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
'90s
no, that's
girl.
Good. That's
I'm surprised
good.
I don't put a daisy on it. Okay, I want to talk about your new movie, The Estate.
Yeah.
Will you tell us about it?
Well, The Estate is these four cousins that come back to their dying aunts.
And it's an amazing cast.
Kathleen Turner is the dying aunt, and Anna Faris,
Rosemary DeWitt.
Rosemary DeWitt and myself are the cousins, and we're trying to get her estate. We're all these horrible people. trying to convince this dying woman that we are the ones that should have her money.
Okay, well, we have a clip from the estate, and this looks so good and fun. Take a look.
No.
What's up?
Not you, too.
I came as soon as I got Aunt Hilda's email about her diagnosis. So sad.
You and Aunt Hilda email each other?
Yeah, totes. We email, text, WhatsApp, all the apps. I wouldn't lose touch with Aunt Hilda. I'm not a complete idiot.
Toni Collette, one of the greatest actresses working. I love
phenomenal.
Her so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's a freaking cool person.
Yes, she is.
She's got moxie, she's got humor, she got...
Moxie, she does have moxie.
She really does. Yeah. This is such a good cast.
Yeah.
All right, so is it true that you and I did an audition once for a film?
Yeah, well, I auditioned for a film you were doing.
What was it? Do you remember?
Well, I didn't get it, so you should...
But I don't know if I had a decision in that process.
It was... I think I had to climb a ladder at one point in the audition. And that we were doing some gag on I was not at my best. Let's just, and you were right not to hire me.
I would never not want to work with you. That's why I'm like, wait, how did this happen?
I don't remember what it was or if you actually ended up doing the movie. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, did it ever end up even matriculating?
You have no memory.
No, but I'm upset because I would love to work with you.
I know, we should have done it. We should have been up that ladder and done that thing. It's not too late.
They say timing is everything.
That's right.
And I've loved you for so long. I will love you for so long. I would give anything to work with you. To know you just sitting here today was like such a... It's so
very
exciting.
Thank you.
No, I really am. And I love all your too. Okay, yours is way cooler than mine. Yours is way more celestial and exciting and like your...
Mine looks dangerous. Yours looks sweet.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you... Okay, good. Stay with your company. Catch him in the estate in selected theaters and on TVOD and pre-order his debut graphic novel, Kepler, which is so cool.
Thank you.
And it's really, really amazing. That is out December 27th. So thank you, David Duchovny. I love you. I'm so excited to see you. Thank you for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.